college program is like not specifically like working with the going to film school plan, so I think he might be rearranging his plans a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just basically interested in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
That's
just
cool.
A baby.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah, you're like a whole year older than him, so you're not a baby. I'm 47, so. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a baby accidentally.
No, it's okay. My mom would probably say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh my God. That was so offensive. Give this girl a nap. To me, he's a baby. And he's the youngest, so he'll always be. All right, anyway, thanks for listening. Bridge Unhinged today. And fortunately, it's all being recorded. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to you about what you do and keep it casual. There's nothing in here.
Super cash.
That's not mine. I'm only going to write on things that are mine. Okay. This'll work. All right. So, Violet, what's your last name?
Roland. R-O-W-L-A-N-D.
And where are you in the spectrum of things? Are you freshman, sophomore, junior, senior?
I'm a senior, so I'm graduating this semester.
Everyone who I'm bringing in the next couple weeks is a senior, because I'm trying to...
That makes sense.
I'm like...
Before you leave.
Let's get them on the show!
Yeah, it's last call, kind of.
Yeah.
Before you're off in the big world.
Yep.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm actually going to graduate school, so I'm going to pursue my PhD.
Cool.
Hopefully.
And what are you majoring in?
Right now, molecular and cellular biology.
Alrighty. And then the rest is just going to be a surprise. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, and now everything's pre-recorded, so if any time you need to stop and, like, rant about something, like I just did earlier, it's okay. But if you want to correct yourself, if you say something and you want to say it again, if you say or so a lot, all of those things are completely fine and normal.
Okay.
I'm going to edit it so that it sounds as clear as possible. And the goal is that we'll talk for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then I'm going to edit it down. We're setting intentions.
Yeah. I love intentions.
And then I'm going to edit it down to 3.5.
Okay.
And so don't be surprised if you're like, that's not how that went, but that sounds good.
You know? Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to twist your words around or anything. But I will be editing you for clarity.
Right.
And just, you know, general show business, whatever.
Sounds good.
Showbiz.
Yeah. But don't worry. Nothing evil. Nothing Disney-like. Sorry. It's so weird. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when my babies were born, it was like the late 90s, right? Or like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was against ketchup. I was like, I'm making my own ketchup. I'm not giving my kids this poison.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna do this right. And I, like, boycotted Disney.
Yeah.
And I was, like, the most boring, like, mom in my mom group. Because I was like, oh, no, does that have high fructose corn syrup? No, they can't have that.
Yeah.
And now, my son's going to Disney World, and I'm proud as punch.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited. And then my oldest son, he works at Tesla, which is equally like Dr. Evil, right?
Whoa.
So I'm like, you just never know what's going to happen.
You really don't.
But
yeah.
Maybe we'll change the organizations from the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
They're probably both spies, actually.
Yeah. Insiders.
Yep.
Wouldn't put it past them. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the me time. I guess I must just need the attention today. Are you ready?
You deserve the attention today.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have you back. I missed you. All right, Violet Roland. Let's see if we can do this professionally. You don't have to be professional. You just be yourself.
Okay.
And I will try very hard to be like the professional version of me and not hit you with the microphone. Unreal. Okay, there we
Is
go.
Is this good?
So far.
Okay.
Here we go. Into the thick of it. Here we go. Radio voice. Oh, there it is. From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I get to sit with our friends from the University of Arizona to find out what they're working on and all kinds of stuff like that. So today in the studio, we are happy to welcome From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm happy to welcome a senior from the University of Arizona who's majoring in molecular and cellular biology. Welcome to Research Matters, Violet Rowland.
Thank you for having me.
Well, sure. Can you get a little closer to the microphone?
Yeah. Is this good?
Maybe. What do the levels look like? Say something.
Say hello.
All right. Let's get like a little closer. Sorry.
Okay.
Just like a little. Yeah. Because the arm. Perfect. Sorry about that. We wanted to kind of. Anyway. We'll try it again.
Hello, is this better?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll turn up my headphones. Oh, that's better.
Is it supposed to be hitting the end?
Or? Yeah, well, we want it to kind of hover around the 12.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
Okay.
So can you say thank you for having me again? But like, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
So what do you do at the U?
So I am a research assistant in Dr. Lisa Nagy's lab, and we study segmentation, which is basically how the, or let me rephrase. So I study segmentation, which is how you set up the adult body plan into these repetitive subunits called segments. So a way that I like to explain it is that humans are segmented. If you think about our body, like our vertebrae, we have these repetitive little subunits, and those are all segments. And so during embryogenesis, you have to set up those segments and create them. And so we are trying to understand how segmentation evolved, because segmentation is seen in so many diverse species. Like, you know, all vertebrates are segmented, but so are things like worms and beetles and, you know, lobsters, crustaceans, things like that. And right now we have no real clear answer, you know, how that's evolved. Do we have a common ancestor? Did it evolve independently? And so I focus in on arthropods. I study the fruit fly and this little beetle called the red flower beetle. And so we're comparing those.
Yeah, fruit flies and red flower beetles are real popular in your community, I think.
Fruit flies are definitely popular.
They got that DNA.
Yep.
All right, so an octopus, not segmented.
No.
A human being, not segmented.
It is segmented.
See? Can you describe, because you kind of went there, but like, what do you mean it's segmented?
So... Basically, it means that you have these repetitive sort of body parts or areas in the body that are, you know, there's multiple of them, of these little subunits.
So they're like compartmentalized?
Kind of, yeah. So if you think about a human being, we have this vertebrae and they have these little, you know, you have one vertebrae, a bunch on top of each other.
Oh, that's what you said earlier.
And each of those are little segments. And so that is like the process of segmentation. But there's a lot of different things in your body that are segmented. That's just the easiest example to give.
That's really interesting because it makes me feel like you're saying that like people are like Legos.
I mean, kind of. If you think about it, you like add a little Lego brick on top of each other to make your vertebrae. That's how humans do it. We add segments one after another during embryogenesis.
And you're studying how fruit flies do it.
We're studying how the flower beetle does it and how fruit flies do it to see what's the same and what's different.
Okay, so this is really interesting because I normally think of like the human body as just like
this whole thing, this like orchestrated ballet kind of thing where everybody works together and, you know, common good or whatever. But when you talk about the segments, my brain imagines that they're like separate little departments that are working independently, but that's not the case.
No, they still do all work together.
They just have like their own. I'm sorry to interrupt you because this is totally getting edited out.
No, you're good.
Anytime I sound dumb, it's getting edited out. So that's a rule of thumb there. Like, so like if you, okay, so you're saying that human beings are segmented because they have different vertebrae that are different, which all have like their own little like list of ingredients.
It's more segmentation is like these repetitive small. Or, I mean, they could be any size, really. But just, like, repetitive subunits in anything.
Like beads on a string.
Yeah, basically. Like, if you think about a worm is segmented. You can see it's, like, little, you can actually see the segments, the little lines that it has. Mm-hmm. And so that would be segmented.
Or like when a lizard's tail falls off.
Yeah, the vertebrae would be segmented in the lizard. Or, like, a lobster. You know how a lobster tail has, like, those little separate things and then they bend, like those are all of its little segments that it has.
That's why it's so delicious.
Yeah.
All right.
Way more
I'm gonna ask Quinn for a question because I think I'm a little off the map on that one. So what would you ask if you were me?
No, I was just thinking about like, so a lot of the things that we end up talk about like the mechanisms of how things interact, but this feels more like it's more structural.
It's just the process. Architecture. Yeah, like we study how that happens whenever like the embryo is developing. So in order to make like a full human, you have to kind of give it this blueprint for what's gonna become, right? And so we study like the genes that help create these segments. So how do you set up what's going to then be your vertebrae and all of these different repetitive things in the body. And so we study how that process happens, but we do it in flies and beetles.
You could ask, why does segmentation matter?
Yeah, I'm about there. I was just thinking of how to do that. Okay, so, but thank you. I didn't mean to brush you off. I'm so rude today.
No, you're not.
Okay, so because it happens automatically, and it just happens. It's just born there. It just works that way. Why do we want to know why? Like, why can't we just accept that that's the way it is? Why are you researching this?
Well, so.
Sorry. I'm going to start again. Okay, so because the plans, the blueprints, it's just made. That's just the way things are made. Why are you curious about? I had a good one. I did. But it just like went into the comedy ether. Like I had an idea that was going to be funny, but it's not paying off. So we're just going to go serious, which is like, why does this matter?
So segmentation is a process that is seen in so many diverse species, and we're trying to really understand how this arose and how different types of segmentation occurred and evolved, because right now there's this big question mark around certain parts of segmentation, because if you think about a human versus a worm or a bug, you're like, okay, do we share this common ancestor that went through this process of segmentation, or did it evolve independently? And right now, we don't have any solid answers, so we are trying to understand how this process evolved.
And this happens by looking at DNA and trying to figure out the history of that DNA's evolution?
Kind of, yeah. So we're interested in the regions of DNA that kind of tell specific genes when and where to turn on, called enhancers. But the name doesn't really matter. We're just trying to understand how are different genes regulated during development to affect this process of segmentation.
Right. So it's kind of like you're watching it.
Yeah, we do get to see like the different stages of embryogenesis. So as more segments get added, we can kind of understand what genes are being involved and, you know, maybe how they're being controlled and that can help us paint this better picture of how segmentation is happening and may give us some answers to how it evolved.
It's so mind-blowing to me that the tiniest things can have so much information.
Yeah, the fruit fly is, in my opinion, one of the, you know, coolest model organisms, because we really learned so much from studying just this tiny little fly, because there's a lot of common, you know, genes that are common even in humans, like similar genes, similar proteins, and they were found in the fly. So you can use these, you know, tiny little flies and small organisms to learn so much about, you know, all other types of species, which I think is really cool.
And that's what we call a soundbite. Yeah. So, like, for the editor who's editing this, which is a future version of me, we're going to underline and highlight what you just said, because that was it. That was the moment of reflection. So, wow. I understand that you're going to go to grad school after you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So why and what and how, and tell me more.
So I have the end goal, I guess.
Hang on.
Okay, let's wait.
Quinn needs a creak break. She's going to do some creaking. Creaky seat.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
My foot was falling.
It's not your fault. Maybe that's the silent chair.
No,
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's just how it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's take it from the top. So you're going to go to grad school after you graduate.
What's, yes.
How's that going to go? What are you going to do? What's the plan?
Right now, my plan is to go to UNC at Chapel Hill. So a little far away, but I'm excited to pursue my PhD. My like end goal past grad school, I want to be a research professor. So I want to do research and then also teach. So, you know, getting a PhD is one step forward in that direction.
Oh, you have so many bright horizons for you. Like, this is exciting. You're going to go see New World.
I'm excited.
Chapel Hill is, like, far.
Yep. It's definitely very different. I've never lived outside of Arizona, but I think it'll be a good adventure.
Oh, well, I wish the best for you, Violet. It's going to be really cool, and I know you're going to be an excellent teacher.
Thank you.
For sure. You've been so patient with me, like... Imagine what a great teacher you're going to be.
I'm excited.
As part of the education team here at KXCI, I know that patience is the number one ingredient. That's not getting in there. You know, when you're not studying these teeny tiny molecular and cellular miracles, what are you doing when you're not in the lab?
I have kind of what I would call, like, I don't know if I would say, like, grandma hobbies, but.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
This week I keep talking about grandma chic.
Okay. I have kind of, like, grandma hobbies. I really like crocheting and knitting, but it's really fun. I'm not the best at it, but I'm learning. I really like art, so painting, drawing, things like that. I live with my sister, and we'll go on hikes, like on Mount Lemmon and stuff like that. So anything outdoorsy or, like, arts, crafts type thing is up my alley.
Oh, yeah. I totally get that. I love that, too. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm excited about, like, I'm always happy to hear somebody who knows how to crochet, because it gives me hope that it is possible. Like, anytime that I try to teach myself to crochet, it just comes out, like, really tight.
You should try those wobbles.
And I've seen this.
The little wobble kits.
Is that?
Have you seen? You would love those. I'm going to get you one.
You know, because what I want to do is I want to cut up plastic bags and make yarn out of those.
Oh, that's
cool. I've seen tutorials, and I'm like, that's amazing. Because I never know what's with plastic bags. I'm always just so conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Off topic. We're going to wrap it up. Here I go. Professional wrap up in 5, 4. We've been speaking with Violet Rowland, a senior at the University of Arizona. This is Research Matters. Thank you so much for joining us today, Violet.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Ooh, bonus! Violet had fun. Before I stop the tape, can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
One, is there anything that you were expecting me to ask you about that I didn't ask you about?
I don't think so.
Two, is there any part of your research that you wanted to talk about that you didn't get the opportunity to?
No, I don't think so. Was it clear what I studied? Did it make sense?
Beyond or? Clear. We only need 3 minutes of clarity.
Okay.
We got a lot.
As long as there's something in there that ends up being coherent, it's fine.
Yeah. I trust me. This is just part of my process. And I'm really stubborn. So it's been really hard to like change just the basic format. But it's nice. It's a good way to like grow. You gotta switch it up sometimes and do something a little different. Because normally I would be like, so what kind of music do you like? But no. Do you though? Do you like music?
I do like music.
Okay, what kind of music do you like? Do you see how I am?
I like a lot of different types of music, but I would say I listen mostly to like alternative or indie. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, yeah, I think like Hozier, Phoebe Bridgers, those types of people.
The new Hozier is really good.
Yeah, the Too Sweet.
Too Sweet?
Yeah. It's on my playlist.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was amazing because that just so happened to be our featured new song this morning.
Nice.
It's really good. I like it.
Yeah, it's like reference to like Dante's Inferno. Did you know that? Yeah.
Which part?
No, you do. The whole thing, I guess. Oh. I don't know. Jaime will tell you. Jaime did all the research. Okay, so what else? I guess that's it. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, can I ask you, because we're in the middle of our fundraising drive, can I ask you some like self-serving questions that you don't have to answer?
Sure.
Okay, only answer if you feel like you want to. Okay. Otherwise, like, it doesn't. It just has to be, like, real.
Okay.
It's one of my rules.
Okay.
I'm not going to force anybody to say anything. But what do you think about community radio? Do you think it's cool?
I think it's really cool.
Okay. Violet, why do you think community radio is cool?
Can I get a definition of community radio?
Can I get you to, like, answer by saying, I think community radio is cool because... And then whatever. But I can... Like, I can tell
What's the definition of community radio?
Oh, for sure. So community radio is KXCI. And so the way we work is we are listener supported.
Oh,
so
okay,
we're not
cool.
Affiliated. I mean, we're friends, but we're not like getting money from any universities or corporations or music industry, puppet masters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So all of the content that we broadcast is all independent media, and most of it, besides, there's like three things that, sometimes four things, that are coming from outside. So there's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. There's Jim Hightower's Hightower Commentary. And there's this really cute show called Bird Note, which is just like adorable. Have you heard it? It's so good. I love it. It's 2 minutes of some fun facts about birds. Those are the only shows that aren't produced here. Everything else is produced by volunteers. And like people who are working through different organizations, like Peddling the Pueblo is a show we have with Living Streets Alliance, support from them. But like it's all like listener supported. And then we have underwriting that's all local businesses. And then every 20 minutes we do public service announcements and to support nonprofit organizations in Tucson.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's all like I sound like I should just be editing this. This is a whole pitch right here. So, yeah, community radio is a lot of things to a lot of people, but it's not just a radio station because it's kind of like this platform for local musicians to get together. And then we have like concerts and events and fun. There's just a whole, it's like a hub.
That's so cool.
Thank you. But the problem is that we have to like ask for money 3 times a year, and this is one of them.
Mm.
So, so we try to keep it fresh. So I was just wondering if you wanted to add to it, because that's the first thing I'm going to do as soon as we get done recording is to try to make a new message. So, what do you think? Do you want to try?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to. We can always just put the microphone on Quinn and have Quinn do it.
I can do a message too.
Yeah, you will?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. But I'll just ask you one more question.
Okay.
What is your impression of KXCI? What do you think of our station so far? And it's okay, you can be honest, because if you say something mean, I just won't use it.
I think it's great. To me, KXCI is by the community, and it seems like it's also for the community. So it's a way for different people to, if you listen to learn about, you know, things that are going on and different communities, and I think that's amazing. And I also like that it's run by the community. It's independent with a lot of volunteers, and I've had a great time. I think it's great. I think you should support it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, because I can use that. I might like use it next year. Just so you know, like your family, if you have any like friends and family listening in Tucson, they'll be calling you up
in next Chapel year.
Hill. Be like, I just heard you on the radio. Are you here?
Were you in town and didn't tell me?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you come here and not tell me about it?
Oh, okay. Can I get you to do an ask where you say like,
yeah,
please support this radio station at KXCI.org today.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Thank you. You're making my job easier so I can go home sooner.
Read it? I'm kind of bad at remembering
things. You can just
things.
Read this if you want.
Okay. This part?
Yeah, anything. Okay. I'm seriously going to take anything I can, and I'll put some cool music on it.
KXCI sounds better with you. Thank you for supporting... Oh. KXCI sounds better with you. Thank you for your support at KXCI.org.
Perfect. Okay, can you introduce yourself and say, hi, I'm Violet Rowland, and I listen to KXCI.
Hi, I'm Violet Rowland, and I listen to KXCI. KXCI sounds better with you. Thank you for your support at KXCI.org.
Thank you for your support. That was a real gift. So, right on. Okay, I'm going to stop the tape. If that's okay with you?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Oh, perfect.